Our next guest, George Perez, is known as the Condo King of Miami. He's also been called the Donald Trump of the Tropics. As a real estate developer, he's helped shape the skyline of Miami and has been a business partner with President Trump over the years. But their relationship is under some strain lately. Joining us now, George Perez, chairman and CEO of The Related Group. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And we have a lot to talk to you about, but I want to start by asking, how is your relationship with President Trump right now?
I think that's the question that I ask all the time now, right? President Trump and I have been friends for over 20 years, and we used to talk a couple of times a month. We've been business partners. We've been social friends and had a very good relationship for a very long time. And then when he ran for president, he asked me to help. And I said, you know, I'm supporting Hillary Clinton and I'm a liberal Democrat, and I wasn't able to help him. And then I reached out to him and congratulated him when he won the elections, you know, telling him I was a friend and I hoped he unified the country, and I wished him well and a great presidency. He called me a couple of times. We talked first about the Department of Housing and Urban Development, then about Latin America, a little bit about Cuba. And it was very friendly, you know, asked me for advice, asked me if I wanted to serve in the government. But since I made the statements about my opposition to the famous wall, I haven't had any more communications with the president.
And he wanted you to help him build the wall, and you said no.
Yes, he sent me an email saying, please call me. Here's the wall. Are you interested?
Yeah. So he hasn't been calling you lately?
No.
And why did you decide you didn't want any of the jobs in the administration that he offered you?
Well, you know, it's a difficult decision because on one side, you want to help the country. And on the other side, you know that particularly, for example, in housing and urban development, where I think I spent 40 years both as an urban planner and as a developer, I think if there's anything I know a little bit about is housing and urban development. And I'm a big proponent of, you know, subsidies, you know, in order to be able to provide, you know, affordable quality housing to those that can't afford it. And I thought that the Republican administration was going to go towards a different path, one that is probably going to try to cut the budget of the Department of Housing and Urban Development and not pay so much attention to housing. So I didn't think of myself as spending a few years butting my head against total policies. At the same time, I felt a little bit bad and that maybe I could have made a difference in keeping housing programs in that were very necessary. So when he called again and said, would you be interested in undersecretary? Because, you know, the chosen secretary does not have, you know, great housing experience.
Ben
He's
Carson.
A surgeon. Yes. He's a surgeon. I met with Mr. Carson and I said, no, I'm not interested in being the undersecretary, you know, which will really be the, you know, the sort of the expert in housing. But I gave him some recommendations that hopefully they called to try to fill housing positions with housing experts.
Would you run the National Endowment for the Arts if he asked you to do that?
No. And the reason for no is I don't consider myself an arts expert. I'm a collector. You know, that's an interesting question. I mean, I shouldn't say no. But I would have the same problem, right? I mean, you know, President Trump, I keep on trying to call him Donald, but President Trump has made it very clear that he wants to eliminate both the National Endowment of the Arts and National Endowment of the Humanities, which is something that I would be very much opposed to. I was, you know, a member of the National Endowment of the Arts. At a time where we were suffering huge cuts and huge attacks, and it were difficult periods. We managed to save it and actually increase it a little bit, you know. But it's a drop in the bucket, you know. The elimination of these programs is just purely symbolic, as it's such a minute part of the national budget that it would make absolutely no difference in trying to balance any budget.
I have one more Trump question for you, which is, you've known him for a couple of decades. Is there something that you know about him that you wish the rest of America knew about him?
I know a different Donald Trump. I mean, I knew. I remember, I did not discuss immigration or national health care or the environment. We discussed business. You know, we were friends, and we discussed social things and business matters. You know, sports. You know, real estate. And family matters, right? I mean, our wives knew each other. We went to concerts together, went to dinner together. And as a social person, he's a very charming guy. He was a great partner. We never had an argument, you know, in the projects that we did. You know, he, like I, always demanded luxury in the buildings that we did together. I paid great attention to detail. He was very proud of what he did. I remember him showing me, you know, Mar-a-Lago's new ballroom and everything that he'd done, you know. And I always found them to be with me, caring and charming, and a really and a person to have a very good time, a very good evening with. I don't know him as a political animal, so I was very surprised when he announced. Because I never knew him to be so interested in politics.
Hmm. Well, let's talk about housing, and you just brought it up there. But you, as the condo king of Miami, as they call you, went through the downturn about 10 years ago. Do you think that another one is on the way, as some people do?
No. I don't. I think we've seen an equilibrium in the market. I think the market has cooled down, which it needed to. And the biggest difference between now and in 2009, 2010, 2008 is leverage. You know, today, most of the condominiums that we're building in Miami have very little financing. Buyers have put in very substantial down payments, at least 50% of the purchase price. So that is going to make, you know, to make it very difficult to see a downturn, a severe downturn. I think that we're going to see more of a cooling down over the next couple of years. And then, you know, key areas, you know, key cities like Miami will then come back, you know, with a bang. You have to remember that the world sees Miami as an exciting city. And also as a very safe city. And as opposed to Latin American cities, there are not the risks of monetary fluctuations, you know.
But are you saying that the buyers are mostly foreign buyers that are coming in and putting the money down?
My gut is that, you know, that yes, you know, Miami is sort of the Phoenicia of old. You know, we are a trading city. We're an international city. I think we will always have a large part of our demand for condominiums coming from the outside, especially Latin America.
So in addition to being a real estate developer and a billionaire, you're also a major patron of the arts. You donated $55 million in cash and art to the Miami Art Museum, which is now called the Perez Art Museum Miami. How has that been working out? Have you revived it? Has the art scene in Miami changed dramatically since that happened?
Yeah, I mean, we have, and you know, and we had big expectations, you know, from the museum, and I think we've surpassed all our expectations. Every month, every year, every month keeps on getting better and better. Not only in the numbers, you know, that we're seeing coming and visiting the museum, not only locally but internationally. The reputation of the museum has grown beautifully. So we're very, very pleased with the progress of the museum. We try to make sure that we represent the population of Miami, and by that I'm saying we want to make sure that it's art that talks to all the different segments of the community. And I think it has contributed, you know, to the growth of that art scene in Miami. More and more artists are living here. We're trying to get more residencies to come to Miami. And if you look at the artists, you know, sometimes I'm surprised. I mean, it's like this is where we would like to be exhibited, or this is the museum that we would like to have our collection in. So Miami is a very important part of Latin America's life. And being part of it by being shown in the museum or by being in the museum collection becomes a sign of prestige, you know. So, you know, we've been able to market that well in Latin America, and because of that, a lot of collectors, artists, galleries, and so forth continue to come to Miami. And not only is it artistically and humanly edifying, but it's an economic engine. The arts, you know, have produced a lot. You look at Art Basel, you know, it's amazing, the satellite fairs and the number of galleries that have opened here in Miami, the number of restaurants around areas like Wynwood because of the galleries and the population coming to visit those galleries. So it's a big economic engine.
That's George Perez, who is the chairman and CEO of the real estate development company, The Related Group. George Perez, great to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me. It's always a pleasure.